Hey y'all, it's Leo here. Just wanted to do a quick demonstration of how to kind of go through the Spitfire Labs plugin GUI as a supplement to what Scott has demoed a couple weeks back. So first things first, we're going to go into the effects window.
Two armed labs.
And I just have one track, nothing on it, just one track. And I'm going to hit F to go into the effects window.
FX colon, track.
And first thing I would say is if, in my case, when I hit F6, I don't get any audio feedback, that lets me know that I'm actually in the lab's GUI. The only way I can get it to register that it's in the lab's GUI is if I hit insert Q to restart NVDA. So I'm going to hit F6 and you're going to hear nothing. And I'm just going to hit insert Q to restart NVDA.
Exit NVDA dialog. Restart. F global controls region tune slider T.
Okay, so here we are. We're now in the global control window. And I can't demonstrate this, but I can only tell you that I'm arrowing up and the highest thing above the tune slider is an empty space.
Tune slider.
Don't know what it is. I'm going to try to hit shift tab and see if it will take me back out.
FX active checkbox checked.
Okay. So something that MXT Erringer, one of the Reaper members in the Reaper group, said a while back, is that if you're at the top of the page and you hit shift tab, it will take you out of the GUI and it will put you back in the effects window.
You two out per combo.
For some reason, this seems to work, but other times that blank space disappears.
Edit multi list one list.
And I'm going to go back into the effects window. I mean, the lab's GUI again right now.
Labs, global controls region 2, pan slider center, tune slider 0.00 semitone.
Okay, that's also another thing that will let you know if you're at the top of the page. For some reason, that blank space is gone.
Tune slider 0.0.
And that's the highest thing at the top of the page. So the highest thing for me is a tune slider, and then you go tune, pan, volume, and then two buttons, an update button and a settings button. But I'm going to hit shift tab once more.
Pan slash tune globe tune labs document update of tune lab update available tune slot.
Okay, so it's not taking me back out. But yeah, if I'm here.
Pan slider centers.
Let me see.
Tune settings button.
Okay, yeah. If I'm here and I can't seem to get out of the lab's GUI, because there's no blank space above the tune slider, then I just hit insert key plus left bracket once.
Left click.
And then I hit shift tab.
Setting, update, volume, pans, tunes, FX active checkbox checked.
And for some reason, that gets me out of the window. Don't know why, but that's the procedure. So if you can't seem to get out of the lab's GUI, just hit insert key plus left bracket once and then hit shift tab. And then from there, it will register that you want to get out of the window.
UI to preset edit list one list.
Okay, so I'm going to hit F6 again.
Labs document.
And this time it doesn't want me to get back in the window. So now I'm going to hit insert Q to restart NVDA.
Exit NVDA, restart. FX. FX colon, global controls region tune slider T.
Okay, so we're back in the window and I'm going to arrow down from the top.
Tunes.
Oh, now the blank space is back. Anyways, I'm not going out of this window. Okay, so I'm going to arrow down.
Tune slider T. Tune graphic. Pan slider P. Graph volume slider V, graphic button update available.
So there you go. That's an update button that lets you know that Labs is ready to update itself. And then below this is a settings button.
Button settings. Out of region play main landmark graphic clickable.
And then you have, there's this weird graphic clickable button here. And then there's another one below this.
Clickable graphic.
And then there's another one. Let me see what's below this.
Clickable Christmas and dash. Bell trees dash hits.
Okay, so now we have the pack and preset name here. And basically, this is Lab's way of letting you know what preset you're on, what pack you're on. So that's good. And then below this, there are two buttons. There's a preset forward button and a preset back button. The first button you're going to encounter is a preset back button.
Graphic clickable.
So if I hit enter on this, it will move me back a preset.
Labs. Global control. Tune slider 0.00 semitones.
And for some reason, it took me back up to the top of the page. So let me just arrow back down.
Out of region. Clickable. Clickable Christmas and dash. Bell trees dash glissando.
Okay. Bell trees dash glissando. And then we're going to arrow it down again.
Graphic clickable.
This is the preset back button.
Graphic clickable.
And this is preset forward.
Clickable Christmas and dash. Bell trees dash hits.
Okay. Now, right above this, this used to be a clickable graphic button.
Clickable.
So it would just say clickable graphic or graphic clickable, whatever the heck it said. Now it just says clickable.
Clickable.
So for some reason, when this changes, it enables you to activate the search field boxes so that you can be able to search for different packs and presets. But before I do that, I want to show you what it looks like if it's not in the window, if it's not in that search field box window. So if I arrow down.
Clickable Christmas and dash. Bell trees dash hits.
We have this.
Graphic clickable.
We have this.
Graphic clickable.
Oh, sorry, wait.
Clickable Christmas and dash. Bell trees dash hits.
We have preset and pack name.
Graphic clickable.
We have the preset back button.
Graphic clickable.
And we have the preset forward button. And then below this.
Christmas.
We have the pack name.
Clickable. MIDI keyboard region graphic clickable.
And then another clickable button, and then another area for MIDI keyboard settings and stuff. But basically, there's no grid listing or whatever here.
Clickable Christmas and dash. Bell trees dash hits.
Now, if I arrow once to get back to that clickable button.
Clickable.
And hit enter, and then arrow back down.
Graphic clickable. Graphic clickable. Grid. List. Combo box collapsed most recent. Clickable downloaded only. Clickable. Search packs edit.
So this is basically all the stuff for being able to search. To kind of bring back the focus to the pack so that you're not going to be searching anything, you need to go back up to the pack and preset name and hit enter on that.
Click, list, grid, graphic, click, global controls, out of, clickable Christmas and dash, bell trees dash hits.
Hit enter on this, and then if you arrow down again,
graphic Christmas,
it will now bring back the focus to the pack that you're currently in. So that is something that I wanted to highlight.
Graphic clickable.
But now let me go back to that clickable button again and search for something.
Clickable Christmas, clickable.
So now I can, when I hit enter on that, you can now hit E to move to the search field edit box.
Search packs edit. Play.
And I'm going to type strings. Hit enter.
Free button.
And then hit free. Maybe space on that too.
Free button. Strings. Clickable product. Scary string. Free. Frozen strings.
Okay. So we're here. And if I... how you can navigate is kind of like what Scott said. You navigate by graphics when you hit this. And you find whatever pack you want.
8 sounds bullet 0.2 GB.
You have the name, then you have 8.
Clickable.
Then you have this clickable button.
Button downloaded.
And then you have this button that tells you whether you downloaded the pack or not. If you move up here.
Clickable.
To this clickable button again and hit enter. It will play a sample. And you can also hit enter again to stop it. And we're going to arrow back up to the frozen strings name.
8 frozen strings.
So the name of the pack. And hit enter on this. And it will open up a description of what the pack is, as well as give you some presets that go along with it.
Harmonic cello. Harmonic birds cello. Highlight. Cello.
So.
Highlight. January 2015, the goal was to create the highlight, a haunting highlight cello.
Okay, so I'm gonna do as Scott did before. So how you would activate a preset is you would hit insert shift M to move the mouse cursor to the preset, and then you can hit insert plus left click twice.
Left click.
And what it would do is it will make visible a load button, or at least it should.
MIDI keyboard out of clickable frozen strings graphic click
or not
clickable frozen strings and dash cello.
This is weird.
Clickable.
Why didn't you do
clickable packs?
Okay, so generally, there's a couple of things that could happen. One, it will either load the preset by default and moving you back up to that play area where you can scroll through the different presets that we talked about before. Or it will cause a load button to be visible below the preset.
Graphic button downloaded button frozen so, clickable packs. Graphic button downloaded button frozen strings.
Okay, so
8 sounds bull labs frozen strings was the spark of renowned library January highlight cello harmonic.
Okay, I'm gonna pick a different preset.
Bird song.
I'm gonna
left click MIDI keyboard out frozen string graphic clickable graphic clickable clickable frozen strings and dash
that's
harmonic.
Okay, so that's one thing that will happen is it will just load the preset.
Clickable.
But I'm trying to get it to
graphic,
do the other behavior.
Graphic clickable, clickable packs.
Let me step out of this pack and maybe move into another one. Which one I haven't downloaded?
Graphic combo box, clickable downloaded only. Search packs, string selected.
Since.
SY. Free button, clickable prop, free, hyperpop SYNTHS.
Okay, so I'm going to go into this one.
17.
Hit enter on the pack name.
MIDI keyboard region. Out Triton. Rodinia.
Okay, and then I'm just going to select one at random.
Oh, D.
Move in.
Left click. Button load. Rodinia.
Okay, there. I only left clicked it once.
Rhea.
Let me see.
Button load.
Okay, so here's what I did. So I moved in a couple of letters so that I'm in the name, and then I hit insert shift M to select the preset or to be at my mouse having over the preset, and then I hit left click once.
Triton button load,
and then I have this load button.
Hyperpop S clickable blank MIDI keyboard
okay, so
graphic
I'm gonna
clickable hyperpop synths and dash Rodinia.
So now I'm on Hyperpop since Rodinia.
Graphic product image.
I'm going to go back down.
Button 17. Caliban. Button load.
So randomly, this will happen as well.
Caliban. Avalonia. Aerial. Traditional orchestra. Aerial.
So we got 1.
Avalonia.
2.
Caliban.
3.
Button load.
And then this load button is for Caliban.
Callisto. Cimmeria. Dione. Button load.
And then this button is for Dione.
Your America, Ganymede, Gondwana, button load.
So randomly you'll find that there are load buttons throughout the list of the presets. that only correspond to the one that it's under. But it's not going to be for every preset.
Oberon, Pangaea.
Unless if you select it.
A-N-G.
So I'm on Pangaea. I'm going to hit Insert-Shift-M. And then I'm going to hit left-click once.
Left-click. Button load. Pangaea.
And there you go. Pangaea is now active.
Oberon.
I'm going to go to Oberon.
E-R. Left-click. Button load. Oberon. Panosia.
So there you go. The left-click once seems to move it to the load button to be under the preset so that you can be able to load it.
Panosia.
Let me see what happens if I do this.
Left click. MIDI keyboard out of region play main landmark.
Okay, so left click twice.
Clickable. Hyperpop synths.
Let me see.
Graphic clickable. Clickable hyperpop synths and dash. Panosia.
Okay, yeah. So left click once makes visible the load button. Left click twice activates the presets for the one that you have selected. In both cases, moving in a couple of letters so that you're a bit over the word makes that possible. But in either case, if you hit left click twice, you're gonna activate the preset. Is there anything else that I missed? I think I said everything
clickable
I needed.
Graph clickable hyperpop synths and dat.
Yeah, because
clickable packs.
Yeah, if you want to go back to the list of your other packs, you can just hit enter on
clickable
the preset name.
Clickable hyperpop synths and dash Panosia.
So hit enter on this thing that tells you the pack name and the preset name. Hit enter on that, and then arrow down.
Graphic clickable packs.
Until you find this button. This button will take you back out to the original pack list of whatever you search for. And yeah, that's about it. So yeah, hope that helps. And shalom. Peace.
Add button. FX active. Tutorial. OB. Start virtual camera. Stopper.